Oh, hi, I am Laura Bowery. I am the owner of a street dance and breakdance school in Surrey.
So yeah, we're going to talk a bit about what you do with that. Sounds amazing what you do, and also amazing and something which I would imagine you're quite excited about. Breakdancing is set to become a sport for the first time at the Olympics in Paris. I mean, what's your reaction to that?
Completely over the moon, to be honest. We've known for a couple of years that it got the go ahead, and it has just literally opened a new door, I think, for all these young aspiring dancers to have something that they can look up to and finally get recognised as a sport, which we all know as dancers and performers it is. And yeah, I just think it's going to be brilliant. Hopefully, it's going to create a whole nother generation of dancers. And yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, people watching it at the Olympics, that could inspire, like you say, the next generation to think, you know what, this is something that they want to get involved with, and they'll come to schools like yours and, take it up.
Yeah, definitely. I'm really hoping as well that it kind of generates a lot of conversation around break dance and dancing as a sport in schools as well, because it's definitely not on offer enough, I don't think, particularly at the
No.
primary school age. So I think it would be really good to hopefully inspire some more young children and also give more options for kids to learn this type of style of dance.
Absolutely, yes. Opening doors, opening opportunities. What do you think it will look like at the Olympics? How do you sort of expect that to kind of play out?
I think it's going to look really good. I think the fact that it's confirmed to be in the same centre as where a lot of the urban sport is taking place. So I think it's going to be amongst sort of BMXing, skateboarding, basketball, that sort of thing. So I think it's going to be quite a cool vibe. I think the way that they're going to do it, as what I know of so far, is there's going to be solo battles. So we're really going to get to see like that nitty-gritty freestyling, really good music. And yeah, I think it's going to be really fun and competitive. I think people are going to be shocked at the competition aspect of it as well.
We're going to be able to see that in August at the Olympics. And for those of us that may, maybe we've heard of breakdancing, maybe we've seen movies with, the big over 80s style oversized stereos and stuff like that, but how would you describe breakdancing?
I would say it's a really nice blend of acrobatics, lots of stylized footwork, and listening to that music, because essentially with breaking, you kind of don't really know what song you're going to get, particularly if you're battling. So it's really having that understanding of the beat and being able to bring out your own personality. I think a lot of the kids that we teach, they come to us from a young age because they love being on the floor and sort of throwing themselves around. So the best thing for us is being able to teach them some proper technique to it, whilst letting them be free and have fun, and there's not too much conforming when it comes to breakdance.
Love that. So people come to you. What are sort of young people that are coming to your classes? What are they getting out of it? Being there, being part of it.
Probably being part of a community of people who share the same interest, building friendships, and then essentially building really nice dance foundations, because there is a technique to it, So actually learning them correct steps from a young age, particularly if they want to take it on further into the sport, it's a really good place to start.
And what are they saying about this news? If you had a chance to talk to young people about the
Some of the older children know, some of the younger ones aren't quite as clued up, but I think they're excited, and they're excited to see it being recognised, like I say, as a sport, so that they're going to see it and be able to show their friends. And particularly for our younger boy dancers, we tend to find that at a certain age, they tend to drop off because it's not so cool anymore, etc. So I think having this on TV and seeing male and female being able to do it as a sport, I'm hoping is going to create a bit more, I think it not so much stigma around dancing being girly, I think it's going to really open that up for more male dancers as well.
Yes, make it so much more inclusive as well,
100%.
for something everyone get involved with. Yeah,
Yeah,
that's brilliant.
definitely.
Okay, so we know that breakdancing made its debut at the 2018 Youth Games. It was really popular then. But I'm wondering, what do you think it was that made the organizer of the Olympics sort of think, you know what, we're going to include it in the main Olympics in Paris this year? What was it that made them think that, do you think?
I think obviously the world is moving on and becoming way more inclusive and more forward thinking in terms of sport. And we've seen it in women's football that, it's now more funding's going into it. Therefore, we're seeing it more. More girls are getting into football, etc. And I think it's going to be the same with breakdance. I think dance has always been spoken about as a hobby sometimes rather than a sport. And actually, it is a sport. There is a real, fitness and technique to it. And I think that it's important that, that now people are recognizing that, particularly from the youth games happening and seeing the popularity with it and how kind of, I think everyone really enjoyed seeing that on TV. And yeah, I think it's just important that it's driving forward like everything else is. It's been around since the 70s, really big in America initially, but now that it's kind of everywhere, yeah, it's great that we're going to have on the TV so that people can see it more, and hopefully we can get some more funding into it, etc. And yeah, I think it's going to be amazing, and we can't wait.
It's going to be interesting to see what impact, being part of this, what that has on, the number of people who get in touch with you or look to sort of take this up. And in terms of your classes that you run, is it kind of a mix, I guess, of people that maybe come along from a young age and want to be part of something? But do you get people that think, they want to kind of take this up professionally? I mean, where do they sort of go from?
We do get a
How
mix.
do they
We
come
kind of
back?
start from, we take them from sort of three, four. The younger dancers that come through have normally heard about us through friends or social media, and they're coming because they want to try dance for the first time. But equally, we are a competitive dance school. We do shows. We do take kids to competitions. We use an association called the UDO, and they're a street dance syllabus. And we basically have kids sometimes come in who are, have already been at a dance school, but then want to take it on a step further, etc. We've had students go off and leave us into college, universities. Students are now dancing, on stage, in musicals. We've also had kids go on to do stuff in music videos and a lot more commercial route. So I think like lots of our dancers have come from abroad, surrounding area, but we often have young ones who stay with us, for a long time, and then some dip in and out because, like any sport, kids like to try lots of different things. So, yeah.
I love the idea of there's so many avenues that people could go down, if they want to kind of progress further. I mean, there's so many ways you can take it, isn't there?
Yeah, and also myself and all the other teachers at the dance school, we all come from a dancing background, and some of us have danced professionally as well. So we've got some good contacts, so we can sort of guide our kids that are more serious about it down that route. But also, we're there for the kids who want to just come, have fun, learn how to dance, make new friends outside of school. It's really inclusive. So I think it's a really safe space for everyone, whether you're serious, professional, or whether you just want to come and enjoy.
And Laura, how did you yourself, how did you get interested in dance? Is it something that you started doing as a child, or how did you get involved with it?
Yeah, it is. I started dancing at the age of four, and then I just fell in love with it from the get-go, and I always continued. I trained all the way up until I was 21. I did a dance degree, and I also competed professionally in street dance, hip hop, freestyle, throughout all those years, and then ended up on the stage myself. Ended up doing lots of commercial things, and then I eventually thought, right, now's the time. I really want to share this with the next generation. Feel like I've got the knowledge. So I set up LSS 13 years ago now. It's been going. And yeah, it's been so wonderful seeing, young kids that remind me of me, or and of the other teachers say the same. It's really been special.
Yes, and rewarding for you as well, knowing what you've learned, knowing how, I mean, how do you think being involved in dance as a child yourself, how did that help you kind of in your life and as you're growing up, and the sort of transferable skills there?
It's always given me an outlet and somewhere that I can fully express myself freely without any judgment, I suppose. It's always created a lot of fun for me, and it's always been a place where I've definitely felt safe. I think I've never felt pressure through dancing. I've always felt support, particularly from my teachers when I was younger, and that's what we really aim to do as well at LSS, is just create that opportunity, but be there for kids who, you know, want to come and talk sometimes, you know, and have someone where it feels safe to go and learn, and, you know, even being a bit different, or feeling like maybe you don't fit in somewhere, or some children aren't academic or things like that. I always think dance has been that window for me, and hopefully for others, where you can just go and just do you and yeah enjoy it.
That is so important. And in terms of your classes, you mentioned you run sessions in Hersham and Epsom. How do we find out more about what you do?
We are on social media, so you can find us on Instagram at LSS Street Dance. We post a lot of our stuff on there. And yeah, like I say, our classes are Tuesdays and Thursdays in Hersham and Fridays in Epsom every week. And we take children all the way from 3 years old to adults.
Brilliant. Well, Laura, it's been really interesting talking to you, and it's going to be really interesting, I think, to see where, you know, street dancing and, you know, breakdancing goes after, you know, with this news. I mean, it's only a positive thing, isn't it?
Exactly. And I think it's going to be, yeah, a really big stepping stone to something that can be quite amazing for dance, definitely.